Really looking forward to chatting to Liam Wilson. He was in action big time boxing in Vegas on the weekend, taking on Emmanuel Nerovedi last Friday, almost upsetting the Mexican champ in his world title debut in Arizona. He joins us on the line from Vegas. Good g'day, Liam.
Hey, mate. Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Good on you. No, not a problem, buddy. Great to have you on the program. We were chatting about you and the build-up to the fight last week. We were really looking forward to what you might put up. And how did you analyse and assess what happened in the fight against Nerovedi? I mean, was it a positive for you? There's obviously some controversy about that knockdown, which we'll get to, but how do you assess how you handled the moment and put yourself out there?
Yeah, mate, I came so close to winning the belt and coming home a champion. Unfortunately, I came up a bit short. Look, it was a good experience. It was a learning curve. It just didn't really work out in my favour. It's just unfortunate the way that it all sort of played out. I knocked him down in the fourth round. It's what it seemed to be a pretty long count. I think some of the resources have said it was a 27 second count. So,
yep.
You know, the referee came into the locker room before the fight and he said, look, if he's not ready by eight, I've said this to both of you, if he's not ready by eight, I'm going to wave it off. And it seems, you know, like if you watch back on the fight, it was well and truly a lot more than eight. It's stuff around the mouth guard. The ref put it in upside down and it's it's painful to watch, especially when I'm across the other side of the ring from him. You know, all I need is a few seconds, or I think after that, all I need to do is land one good shot, and that play would have been it. But you know, it cost me. And here I am now. You know, so it is what it is. I'll come back. I know that. Australia knows that, and you know, we have to reassess and come back. Yeah.
So why did that happen, do you reckon? Has there been a justification or explanation about why it took so long for that count?
Man, I haven't heard nothing back from their end. Obviously, No Limit, my promoter, is going back and forth and trying to find some sort of answer there. But as of now, I haven't heard anything. It is a pain in the ass. Like, I feel like it cost me my dream. You know, I said in a few interviews going over, I said, I'm coming to win. And I'm coming to knock Navarrete out, and I almost did just that. So, you know, it's a big dent in the pride, but it is what it is. Like, it sucks, but yeah.
So despite the fact that the result didn't go your way in the end, I mean, you put up a hell of a fight, and we've got SMSs coming through on our screen here saying how proud you should be of yourself. Despite the fact it didn't go your way, the fact that you knocked him on his backside for the first time in his career give you the confidence that you are a big-time moments boxer and you can develop really well and be a world champion?
Yeah, well, like, I knew that going into the fight. I really honestly thought I was going to leave that ring being the world champ. So I'm just gutted for how it's all played out. You know, I think whilst losing the fight, this is probably the best way that I could have lost it. I mean, it was a back-and-forth fight up until then, and he'd come away with the win. So, you know, it's hats off to him, but I think I've proved to the world that, you know, I belong on this level. You know, I've shown once again that I've taken the hard fights, and, you know, I love testing myself, and, you know, I did that the other night against the two-weight division world champion. And then after the night, it was a three-weight division world champion. So, it's what to take away from it. And I'm just, you know, I was proud to, you know, do it for my country.
Often, I've spoken to plenty of fighters through my time in this job, and after a fight, they're ready for a rest. It's been a big build-up, and they're ready for a rest, and they need some time to regroup and gather for whatever's next. And when those moments like the weekend happen, where you sort of felt you were a little bit jibbed, and you had the fight, and then obviously ultimately lost it, do you want to sort of get back in there the next day and take him on again, because you've just got that sort of adrenaline and energy?
Mate, I'd love to. I think for me, I'd love a rematch as long as it was for that exact belt. If it was a rematch for the world title, I'd love to do that. You know, I'm ready to go back in there against whoever. Like, I'm feeling good. I'm injury free. That's the main thing.
Yep.
Usually you finish a fight and you have little niggles and that, but as of now, I'm injury free. Obviously, I need a bit of rest. You know, as a whole, like, you know, rest my body. I did a big camp for that fight, but I'm ready to turn it back around again and jump back in there. I think other than the rematch, the only other fight I'd really want in Australia would be probably all Australian Showdown, which I've always imagined myself to be in, is probably against George Kambosos.
Yep.
You know, I'd happily move up and wait to fight him. But man, that's about it. Him or Paul Fleming. That's about the only two I'd really go better for in Australia.
And is there a time zone or a time frame that you would like to have that fight sorted by and be able to start to train for? Is there a perfect time for you to have your next fight?
Mate, there's no perfect time. However, I would probably May, June. Like, I need probably need a good 4 or 5 weeks rest
yep.
from the fight just to really rest the body, and then I could start training camp. As I said before, I'm injury free. And I'm just pumped to get the ball rolling. Like, I don't mind taking these hard fights, especially this one. Like, there's no animosity between us. It's just simply, I know he wants the hard fights. I know I want the hard fights, and we've shown that time and time again. And, you know, I think why not for Australia? It's an all-Australian showdown, two fighters that will fight, and let's see who the best is.
What motivates you, Liam? Why do you do what you do, and what drives you day-to-day to be the world champion?
To be a world champion, like, I think I promised to my dad as a main factor. I made a promise to my dad when I was a young kid that I'd be a world champion for him. And that's what kills me even more, you know. Like, I can't short the weekend from fulfilling that. And, you know, that eats at me. But, you know, whilst all that bad stuff happened, I feel like the journey's just started just now. So I've got a long way to go. I'm still young. I'm 26. I've got 2 kids, and you know, I fight for them. I love fighting as a whole. So, you know, if it wasn't for boxing, I would have found something that involves combat. And I just simply love fighting. Yeah.
Well, you did a hell of a job on the weekend. As our SMSs are saying, you should be very proud of the way you carried yourself and the way you put up a great fight against the champ. And hopefully, you do get a chance for a rematch and for that belt. And if not, as you say, George Kambosos is a pretty good local bout as well that'll get tongues wagging in Australia as well. Enjoy some rest, mate. Congratulations on a great performance, and look forward to seeing you go out there in the ring very, very soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Good on you. Liam Wilson, young Aussie boxer, 26, as he said, who nearly took out a world title on the weekend. And